Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, two down, one to go here. The firm of Harrison Meringue. We do this every single day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 1 p.m. Thank you for joining us on this Football Friday. Coming up after us, we'll lead you right into the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. You heard that right. No Ducks Insider today. You'll get a special edition, 1 o'clock edition of the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson. And then after that, we'll turn it over to Anthony Newman, the great Q, Andy Dirt Johnson, and Dusty Hera. Down live in Eugene for the Ducks pregame show.
We're driving down there right now.
Currently right now. Hopefully listening to this fine program. Mm. If you work here at the Fan and you're on your way to Hudson, honk your horn, baby. Mm. Dirt's probably rolling his eyes at me right now. He'd probably change the channel.
I start talking with the Ducks. He's like, nope.
They'll turn it over to Jerry and Jorgie and the boys, and the kick is at 6. And then make sure you stick with us afterwards and catch the postgame show. Joe Fisher and Jordan Schultz. That'll give you something like, I don't know, man. Live local regional coverage today till like 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. It's like 17 hours.
Like 17, 18 hours.
I like it.
Hopefully this game doesn't go to overtime.
Hopefully it doesn't. That's why we're number one, dude. Don't you forget it.
Just put that out there in the world.
Something that came out of that conversation we just had in WebGems.
Casey knows what I'm doing.
I would like to turn this over to you, my friends out there listening in Radio Land, Odyssey App Land, YouTube Land. 503-864-6326. Where do you want to see the Pac-12 championship game? Mm. And what do you want the game to be sponsored by? Wrong answers only.
Yes.
And we'll get to that in closing arguments. I want wrong answers only. Something like
location and sponsor.
Something like the Pac-12 championship game should be played at Roosevelt High School, brought to you by Sprague and the Line.
Ooh,
give me something like that, okay? Give me something
your
like
your best, your bold, your brightest.
Wrong answers only. A lot to get to this hour. We'll chat a little baseball MVP as the inevitable happened, and we're all shocked somehow. And Blazers coming into the weekend. Cup game and another game on their road trip. So we'll get to that a little bit. But let's get back into the NFL. And you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
How about the Pac-12 title game brought to you by USC?
That's mean. That's not even nice. Makes me sick just being here.
That felt
you.
Very, very aggressive.
Right? Didn't that feel like a personal attack?
Sorry.
Yeah, that felt pointed.
Yeah, sorry.
Brought to you by private equity. Damn it. I made myself sad.
Hide the money, y'all. There's poor people around.
great NFL slate this weekend. Absolute fantastic NFL slate this weekend. I think this is kind of a do or die game for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and that's like the fifth best game on the slate.
Mm.
As the Chargers roll into there, and I'll kind of be keeping an eyeball on that. Like, Green Bay could lose at New York this weekend. If Jackson Dart was playing for the Giants,
you'd be worried.
I'd be very, very worried if I was a Green Bay Packer fan. But let's get to some of these big ones. Tampa Bay at Buffalo. Buffalo's favored by 5.5. We are big Tampa Bay fans on this show. However, the war of attrition is never in Tampa Bay's favor, it seems, this week. Obviously, no Mike Evans, but Bucky Irving back at practice. Mm-hmm. So that should be a plus.
Helpful.
Helpful. Wide receivers getting healthy. That should be a plus. Maybe they chant MVP for Tez Johnson this weekend. So, I'm kidding. Those are for Baker, dude. Who's throwing you the ball?
So the weather has some snow flurries leading to kickoff.
Let's go, Buffalo.
But it does appear the clouds are going to keep the warmth in a little bit. But it's we're getting into that weather in Buffalo. Well, the thing about this game is, will the real Buffalo Bills please stand up?
Yeah, and here's the funny thing, too. Like, Baker and Tampa, house money. House money for them. Because if Baker and Tampa go into Buffalo and lose, you're like, okay, well, Josh Allen's the reigning MVP.
It's cold and it's crappy.
It's cold and it's crappy. They're a warm weather team. Dealing with injuries, blah, blah, blah.
Bucky's just coming back. Evans is hurt. Godwin's probably not going to go.
Blah, blah, blah. The division in the South sucks. They can lose a game here or there. If Buffalo loses this game, sky's falling.
You're definitely worried.
You're definitely worried because that's another game between you and the Patriots, who have already come into house and beat you, who looked pretty damn good last night for a crappy football game. Remember, Thursday night are crappy games.
Yeah, that was
for a crappy game. New England looked pretty good last night.
It was a why are we watching this game?
Right. But in a game when most teams suck, like Drake May was calm and poised and looked good. So that's where my concern is if I'm Buffalo, is you need to run the ball. You need to not turn the ball over. Can anybody catch the football for Buffalo? And can Sean McDermott have an actual game plan and not poop down his leg? Because you said it best, Danny, it's Jekyll and Hyde in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Like, who's it going to be? You know, are we going to start? Because here's my concern if you're a Buffalo fan walking in this weekend. Is this the time where we start seeing Josh Allen go, where's the cape?
Yeah.
Honey, where is my super suit? Where is my super suit?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he starts to realize that he has to be Superman now from here on out for the rest of the year, we've seen how that movie plays out. It's never a good thing when he has to do it. Now, when you have
He's more than capable of doing it.
When he has moments that he needs to do it, Josh, that's why he's the MVP. That's why he's a top five, top three quarterback in the NFL, however you want to rank it. When he has to, it's great. But when he feels like he needs to, that's the big problem for them.
I don't think it's necessarily the problem. It's the frequency with which he has to.
Yeah.
That's more the problem. It's like.
And that's what I meant. That's what I meant when I said need. Now it's like, oh man, I have to do this now.
But the problem is he has to do it so often. And, you know, we were talking about Green Bay. And I can't remember if we were talking about this off air or on air, but like, if you're the Packers, you're probably the lowest on the pecking order of contending teams when it comes to weapons. The only.
And eyeball test, to be honest. Well, but you know what I mean? Yes, for sure.
The only team that, like, that is above them, or if you're like, we're not doing that, is the Bills.
Mm-hmm. And it's only because they got James Cook.
It's because they got Cook and because they got Shakir.
And Josh Allen's better than Jordan Love.
But now, coming into this game.
Still ain't pretty, though.
I was looking at this earlier. Knox, I saw an update. Knox is going to be out for this game, I think is what it was. Because Kincaid's already out, and I think
Kincaid's
Knox,
out. I saw that this morning.
Was it Knox is also out too? I was like, good God, man! Like, they don't have weapons to begin with, so how can they get anything else done? God, I'm scrolling through all my updates. Why are so many people updating so many injuries? Good gracious, it's Friday.
Well, because it's Friday, man. It's Friday news done. I hope we don't notice.
Dawson Knox is not on the Buffalo Bills Week 11 injury report.
Okay, good. So Knox wasn't. It must have been Kincaid that I saw. But Kincaid's another weapon for them. It's just like, come on, man. Like, what? You're already shallow when it comes to your weapon pool. It's just like, you know, the amount of ask. But on the flip side of that, we're giving Baker Mayfield all of this credit for doing the same thing.
Agreed.
Baker's doing it without Mike, doing it without Godwin, doing it without Bucky.
But there's usually somebody that is of a higher talent level than what they've got. I mean, maybe not Bucky Irving versus James Cook, but there's usually somebody available of a higher level on Tampa than there is on Green Bay or Buffalo.
Are we going to debate Tez Johnson versus Khalil Shakir?
Yeah, because I'm taking Shakir.
I'm taking Shakir too. Yeah, I will take Shakir as well. But if Godwin's playing,
I mean,
not forget that rookie from Ohio State. That kid's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at Tampa Bay's injuries, man, Jalen McMillan is on IR. Bucky's been out. Godwin is out. Mike Evans is out. Haason Reddick is out. Like, you just kind of go down the list. Vita Vea has been a guy who's been dinged up all season for them. Their offensive line, they've had, I think only the Chargers have had more offensive line combinations this year. It's just like, do we need to continue giving them the toughest trials? You know what I mean? It's just like, good gravy, man. But on the flip side, the Bucs keep winning. Mm-hmm. And Baker keeps doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Baker's numbers this year are nutty, man. Like, I know he's quote-unquote fallen off. Baker's completing 64% of his passes. He's got 2,200 yards, 16 touchdowns, 2 picks.
I love that number. I love that line.
2 picks.
16-2 is fantastic.
I mean, their leading rusher on the season, Rashad White with 300 yards. Bucky's second in four games at 237. Baker's third on the team with 158 yards rushing. You look at, now, they do have Igbuka, who, and he's been phenomenal for them. But their number two wide receiver is their tight end, Kate Otten. After that, Sterling Shepard. Then it's Tez Johnson. Then it's Bucky. Then it's Mike. Then it's Rashad White.
Like, none of those guys are playing on Sunday.
You know what I mean? It's like, bro, that's, they're pretty bereft, and yet it's so weird because the narrative is so different around both those teams.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
When you look at it.
Maybe I'm moving over to your side of the tracks with McDermott.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Maybe I am.
I mean, I know I am. Maybe you are too. I know we're up against it, but we'll kind of do this real quickly because the other two big games are Kansas City at Denver, Detroit at Philadelphia. Monday morning comes around here, Danny. Buffalo loses, Kansas City loses, and Philadelphia loses.
Mm-hmm.
What leads the show? The answer's not Philadelphia.
No.
I know that. But in my brain, as a rant I went on Tuesday about that crappy-ass Monday Night Football game we watched, I have real concerns about the offense in Philly. Not to agree with A.J. Brown, but A.J. Brown might be onto something.
Hmm.
I mean, I think the answer is the Chiefs.
I don't think it is because
blindly want to give them credit.
No, I don't think that, like, when the Chiefs beat the Lions, they're like, oh, there it is. And they've rattled off wins against the Raiders and the Commanders. And then they lost to the Bills.
A lot of people have.
And I'm just like, they're 5-4, dog. Like, I don't
think. So are the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, if they lose, it'd be like.
It's funny. You think of that the opposite way that I do.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
But I look at that and go, I haven't really believed in them this year. I just haven't.
Yeah.
So if they lose, I'm not stunned by it. I'm not shocked by it at all. Like, I think they're an okay team.
I think they're an okay team, too.
Mahomes is, you know, the greatness of him has not translated to wins against teams that are not dog water.
Yeah, and they have more talent than any of those other teams we were just talking about in terms of, like, playmaking attributes.
So,
Would you like Buffalo's receiving core or would you like Kansas City's? Even with old man Kelsey, I'll take Kansas City's all
Kansas
day.
City's.
All day.
Juju Smith-Schuster and Xavier Worthy?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
He didn't sneak in as former Steeler.
Mm. Hey, look.
He knows what he's doing.
Hey, where did Juju go to college?
USC.
Mm.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of those in the NFL.
Did you see Kyle Williams catch a ball last night for New England? Did you see that? He went to Wazoo.
There you go.
Did you see that? I saw that. Did you see that?
Well, see, I let him get his Steelers love. I got my USC love. But hey, look, you found a Coug in the NFL.
Oh, God. Minshew's backing up somewhere. I know he is.
He's a big-ass boy.
Mm. All right, we come back. Let's slide over to Best of Ball. As the American League MVP was announced, the inevitable happened. Let me read you some things that might just help you ease into it or maybe piss you off even more. We'll get to that next. Please get your location and sponsors wrong answers only for where you want the Pac-12 championship game, 503-864-6326. That's next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, coming up here in about 15 minutes, we'll dive into the Blazers heading into the weekend. Big game against Houston tonight. As they continue their way back west on an East Coast road trip. That game's at 5 tonight, right? You can catch an hour of that before the Duckies. Quack, quack, quack.
There you go.
Or you can go back and rewatch it on Blazer Vision, like I might do.
Wow.
I might.
Not even going to watch live.
I think I'm going to watch the Ducks live tonight.
Against Minnesota?
Yeah, I think so. It's football, dude.
I'll have it on a side monitor.
Yeah, but you like actually work there.
Yeah, well, still.
It's football, man.
Still, even then.
I might watch Clemson-Louisville.
Louisville?
Louisville.
Louisville, fun city.
I've never been.
Been there twice.
Yeah, fun city.
Loved it both times.
I've never been to Kentucky. Well, I have. The airport's technically, the Cincinnati airport's technically in Kentucky.
Weirdly enough.
Yeah, it's the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Airport. I had to sleep there one night.
Sounds like a good place to sleep.
Not. Not at all. Not at all. The MVP came out yesterday. 17-13. Aaron Judge is named your MVP. To no shock of anybody, really.
Boo!
In my opinion, I don't know why anybody is shocked by this.
All right.
Wow.
Disgusting Yankee fans.
Wow. I can't believe he did that.
We have too many Yankee fans in this building.
There's a couple very interesting things to think about in this situation. They released the votes that voters made. There were two voters in Houston and two voters in Dallas that took Aaron Judge. That is the swing vote right there.
What division are they in?
They are in the American League West.
Huh.
The same division as Cal Raleigh and your Seattle Mariners.
Huh. Interesting.
I find that fascinating, petty, all of the above, and I'm here for it.
I'm not.
Why not?
Figure it out.
I would like to share some things with you.
Go for it.
An on-base percentage of 457, a slugging percentage of 688, an OPS of 1.144, 36 intentional walks, 24 go-ahead home runs, and a WAR of 10.1. I hate to tell you guys, that is not Cal Raleigh. That is Aaron Judge.
Talk to me.
And look, if I had a vote, I would have voted for Cal Raleigh. But I don't have a vote. And as somebody that does follow baseball, you know, closely and passionately and so much more as a fan than an actual, like, reporter or talk radio about it. Also, Aaron Judge batted 331. It's 100 points higher than Cal. Like,
one of them also plays defense.
The stats, though, the batting stats are absolutely unbelievable from Aaron Judge. And I 100% agree that the defense matters. I do.
At the most difficult position in the sport.
At the most difficult position, I 100% agree with you. these stats for Aaron Judge are stupid. They're video game stats. And baseball is not afraid to reward the best player in baseball, even though there is an emotional case to be had. We've talked about this on this program. It's something that the NBA drives me absolutely nuts. They create narratives, and then the media picks it up, and it becomes a lazy narrative. Like, why can't Jokic have another MVP? Well, because he's already got one. That's a lazy, lazy narrative.
I hate narrative awards.
Yes, the NBA can be very, very guilty of it. I think the NFL teeters on it a little bit, too. Josh Allen won last year, and guess who had better stats than him? That'd be Joe Burrow. So, like, the NFL can teeter on it, but I think the NFL, for the most part, gets it right. I think one thing the NFL has to its advantage is there's one MVP for the two leagues. Baseball doesn't do that. They put one in each league.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Shohei Ohtani is 4 years away from literally being the greatest player of all time.
Yeah.
Four MVPs, all unanimous. Bonds has got seven. You're on your way, amigo. And for all I know, you'll get there. This doesn't shock me that much.
It's not. I am
the hopeless romantic. No. That's why when I tell you that I would have voted for Cal Raleigh, it's because I like the story and I do value the defense that much. But look, Jose Ramirez over the last 7 years has been better than both of these guys, but he doesn't win an MVP because it's not flashy enough. And then somebody comes along and has a better year than him.
Awful salty over there.
I think the reality is that I think Aaron Judge might have just had a better year when all things are considered.
I think when you go to all things considered, I don't think he has.
Julio Rodriguez finished sixth.
Mm-hmm.
What Yankee finished in that top?
Okay.
That'd be nobody.
No one.
It's literally Aaron Judge on that offense. Does that not speak for something?
Sure. But on the flip side, again, who's the one out there as a all-world defensive catcher at the same time?
All-world defensive catcher. You have pitchers wasn't throwing a gold glove six finalist. And seven innings.
Just throwing. He wasn't a gold glove finalist.
Just saying. The ask of Raleigh is greater.
I understand. The batting accomplishments of Aaron Judge are insanely
which is why it's not egregious.
I don't think it's egregious.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's egregious that Judge won.
I just
would have gone with Cal Raleigh because I value the totality of what Raleigh does over Judge.
Is it fair to say that I don't want to hear Mariner fans cry wolf and I don't want to hear Yankee fans rubbing salt in wounds?
Mm. Well, Yankee fans, that's an impossible thing to do.
Well, when you have
got robbed in 2017, he should have just as many MVPs as Shohei.
Well, when you haven't won a World Series in 17 years or however many years it is, I guess you get a little salty, don't you?
2009 says right here on the hat.
2009, let me carry the one. 16 years.
Yeah. We're just projecting for next year anyways.
Yeah. I think it was a close race.
Yeah.
I think it's a close race, and I think Cal lost. But like I said, I wouldn't rub it in the face of Mariner fans, and I wouldn't cry, we was robbed.
Judge is the 13th player in baseball history to win three MVPs. He joins Yogi, DiMaggio, and Mantle.
Keep
as Yankees. Stripes. Yeah. What'd you say?
Keep naming those pinstripes.
His 53 home runs this year.
Mm-hmm. Most by a batting title winner.
Yankee home run leaders. Alex Rodriguez hit 351,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy because he has 697. That's how many home runs he had before he was a Yankee.
Mm-hmm.
Yogi Berra. Then it's Joe DiMaggio at 361.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Judge is now at 368. Boy, there's a big jump to Lou Gehrig. Lou Gehrig's at 493, mm-hmm. Mickey Mantle at 536, and the Babe himself, 659 of his 715 are in Yankees pinstripes.
Not bad.
Yankees got to celebrate something because he ain't winning titles. Mariners a lot.
Damn!
Mariners a lot closer to win a World Series title than the Yankees are.
True that.
And it ain't even close.
It's hard here.
Side note, I'd like to see the Mariners sign Cody Bellinger. I think that would be kind of fun. I think that'd be kind of fun.
That'd require them spending money.
They could use a warm body in the outfield. Anybody. Anybody.
There's a certain Japanese third baseman I think I'll see in pinstripes soon.
I think you might see him pinstripes. You need a third baseman badly.
Mm. Yep.
Badly. Also a shortstop. You know also a second baseman. Also a first baseman. Shall I continue?
You know who else needs a third baseman?
A left
baseman?
Fielder.
Huh. The Dodgers.
I know. So do the Seattle Mariners.
Mm.
You know who doesn't? My Cleveland Guardians. We just need left, center, right, yeah. first, second,
weirdly
third,
enough,
catcher.
Neither do my Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
The one position we
you can have
cover.
The Cardinals third baseman if you want, though.
Yeah, he's out there.
But you got to convince him. Yeah. All right, we'll put a pin in that. That might be the last time we talk baseball for a little bit, in case something fun comes down the line.
Unless it's gambling, I don't think we will.
Yeah. That's all right. I will put my love away for a future moment.
Hide your shame.
When we come back, we'll swing into a little bit of Blazers. They'll take on the Houston Rockets tonight as they continue their West Coast pillage home from an East Coast tour. Also, just a reminder, where should the Pac-12 be played and who should sponsor it? 503-864-6326. Wrong answers only. We got some great ones coming in. Keep them coming. We'll get to that in closing arguments. 30 down, 105.1 The Fan. There's Casey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, get your hopes and dreams up for your Pac-12 championship and who you want sponsoring them. Wrong answers only. 503-864-6326. We'll do that in closing arguments and send you on your way on a football Friday. Ducks kick off at 6 o'clock. Stick right here on The Fan, home of the Ducks, Portland sports leader, the Fan Sports Network, as you will catch everything. No prime time tonight. Give the boys the night off. I hope Sukanik's already drunk somewhere, just partying his face off. It's like, no Friday!
Some UMass game.
I mean that volleyball. In the best way, bro. I mean that in the best way. I hope he went out of town or did something cool. But the Blazers take on the Houston Rockets tonight in cup action. 5 o'clock tip. Blazer Vision 2.2. Comcast Channel 1,562.12. Whatever that number is.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. I just work there.
You do this and you have no idea.
No, people, I've said this so many times. Like, the longer I do this, the more I do this, the less that I know around the stuff that outside of the basketball.
Well, we're not far away from a Peacock game, from an 8 o'clock Peacock game. I'm excited for Wednesday the 19th, the morning, just to see how it goes.
I'm not going to go home at 1 in the morning.
That's the first of a back-to-back, too.
I know. Trust me. That I did look at, because that actually, you know, has to do with me.
I'm very interested in this game tonight against Houston. Not only are they some of the cream of the crop of the Western Conference, but I'm also interested because correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think the Blazers have seen a team built this way yet.
No, they haven't. And Houston right now is the third best point differential in the league. They have the second best offense, fifth best defense. They are loaded. And for the most part, they are healthy outside of Fred VanVleet. But they're going to have, it looks like Tari, Jabari, everybody else is good to go. But you have to deal with the best rebounding team in the league. Mm-hmm. Alperen Şengün and Steven Adams are just absolute trucks down there.
Time out, your small forward is 7 foot.
Yeah, I mean, they can.
KD is not a defensive juggernaut, but your small forward 7 foot and strokes it.
Yeah, and not only that, he can be a good defender.
He can.
He can be a great weak side shot blocker. He's difficult to throw passes around. He can get in passing lanes.
He's big.
He's big and long, and even at 37 years old, he's still athletic. Like, he can still move. That's what happens when you weigh, 205 pounds. He can still move. But this is a team that can beat the crap out of you with how physical they are, how hard they play. Blazers are playing with a fourth game of a road trip. They've been playing a game basically every other day for the last 2 weeks. This is a game where if they're not careful, they can get punched in the mouth and get run out of the gym very quickly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They can't allow that to happen.
How do you see this go? Do you think you play a little cat and mouse, kind of a little feel it out with them a little bit?
No, you got to impose your style, your will, because Houston can grind you.
I think
they'll play fast, but they can grind you.
I think that's where the biggest concern is for me tonight in this matchup. I mean, it's a big reason why I love Houston in the West so much this year is because of that size. You got to have a big game from Donovan, and I don't know where the size and that rim protection against Houston is going to come from, and that might be an issue.
Yeah, and looking at Houston, their shot,
from the jump,
their shot profile this year. Let me pull this up: shooting frequency. So they're this year they are eighth in the league in rim frequency, but they are also third in the league in mid-range attempts. They are 30th in three-point attempts. That's what happens when you have Amen Thompson, who can't shoot threes, mm-hmm. and Kevin Durant, who lives in the mid-range.
Right.
So
talking about the nuance of the mid-range about Shaedon Sharpe last mm-hmm. game, how the mid-range is a very underrated place to be.
But you take a look at their accuracy. They are number one in the league in three-point conversion rates. So even though they get them up at the lowest level, they convert them. They are, as a team, shooting 43%.
Dude, I've been hammering this all season. I wish the Blazers took less threes and made them count more. And that's what that sounds like to me when you read those stats from Houston. It sounds like they are taking less threes than anybody, but making them when they matter the most. Waiting for the open look, taking the right shot instead of just hucking. And that's what great teams do.
Well, not necessarily in the sense that what Portland is doing is they are kind of putting a variable in the math.
Mm.
They're saying if we get more possessions, it's not as detrimental. Because if you increase the possession count, there's more volatility. And when you have more volatility, you can have better nights, but you can also have worse nights.
I'm not going to lie. You know what that sounds like to me?
Mm.
That a single and a walk mean the same as a strikeout. And I do not live in that world.
The math says it does.
That math don't math with me, though. And that's some of that's the pushback on the sabermetrics. Mm-hmm. That's the pushback on the analytics.
But when you,
because I got a guy on base,
so
he might not score, but I got a guy on base that puts me in a better opportunity mm-hmm. than a guy who has a poor 3-point shooting percentage, chucking threes from 3-point lane.
Well, the only real poor 3-point shooters that they have are Shaedon and Donovan.
Right, and I don't.
Denny is. Fine. Jeremy's fine. Drew's fine.
Tumani's been better than
Tumani,
he normally is.
Yeah, I mean, if Tumani, you get some normalization. So there's some similarities between baseball and basketball is that it ebbs and flows. Nobody, guys have tried to do work on this, and I know some guys that believe in it more than others, but shooting volatility. Would you rather have a guy that shoots 48% from the field from the season, but can be prone to volatility? So let's just say 3-point shooting. Let's say on one night, a guy goes 9 of 10 one night, but he goes 1 of 10 the next night. Would you rather have that guy or the guy that shoots 36.5% every night? That's the thing. It's like, so in the math,
you know, a lot of me wants the 36% guy.
Because it's a known quantity.
Because it's a known quantity.
But what if somebody else is cooking on the guy's 1 for 10?
I'm talking game 6 of the Western Conference Finals, CJ McCollum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's,
or that, not the final, Western Conference, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. But that's where this stuff kind of comes into play. And because of that, you want to get more opportunities. You still want to find those. But also, the difference in between, baseball, basketball, hockey, and the NFL is how many games are there? So there's more volatility.
Yeah. Yeah, and basketball, like baseball, the most. I don't know if hockey's like this, but I don't find football like this at all. But baseball and basketball are streaky.
Yes.
Insanely streaky.
And that's the thing.
It's because they're both things that if you hit 40% from three all year, I'm like, ooh, I'll take that.
Yeah.
That means you miss 6 out of 10 times. Mm-hmm. Don't like that.
But on the flip side, like if you have that guy, like, I've talked to Dame about this when he went on that January, February run where he was averaging like 40 plus a game.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 years before he got traded. It wasn't just that he felt good on the basketball court. he felt good off the court. It was his whole life felt good.
Happy life, yeah.
And it's like so much of that, we don't talk about that probably enough. They're human. Guys are away from their families. Mm-hmm. You know, a kid is sick at home, a newborn kid is sick at home, or you know, family members in the hospital, or somebody
just got
in a... You live
in Phoenix and you're in Boston tonight.
Yeah, and somebody just got in a car accident or something happened somewhere that's not great in your life. And you have to go out there and go play basketball. You have to go play baseball, whatever it is. And people are like, oh, this guy's playing like crap. And he's also playing with an ankle the size of a kumquat. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah. But because they make $50 million, they don't get to say anything.
I do hate that argument.
It's dumb.
I really don't like that. And I think, you know, somebody like Kevin Love has been really great at this.
And DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah. And Kevin Love's been very influential mm-hmm. on DeMar DeRozan about opening up about mental health and being human beings. Yeah. I think we're about to open a can of worms.
Yeah, no. But I'm just saying, like, that stuff in general, like, that's where the volatility comes from, because you have mm-hmm. 82 of these things a night all across the country
right.
every other night for basically 6 months.
And then Cooper Flagg on Sunday at 4:30 as well. And that will finish up the road trip, bring them home on Tuesday. I'm sure we'll circle back on this on either Monday or Tuesday and check in how the games went this weekend. All right, we come back. Closing arguments is next. We'll close up shop. This is your last opportunity. Where should the Pac-12 championship game be played? Who should sponsor it? Wrong answers only. 503-864-6326 or the YouTube chat. This is 105.1 The Fan. All right, that's going to do it for us. We will send you on your way to the happy hour with Luke Anderson. And then stick here on The Fan for the Oregon Ducks as they take on the Minnesota Golden Gophers tonight.
A little Friday Night Delight.
A little Friday Night Delight. Should be fun. I'm going to listen because I love Jerry and Jorgie and the brand man on the sidelines. So I'll be listening as well tonight and try and sync it up with my TV.
Mm.
I really want to learn how to do that.
There you go.
I really want that feature available.
You can do it when you're at Autzen.
You can. Yep. A few things before we get into the Pac-12 championship game, where it should play and sponsored by who. In having some conversations on the text line and on the YouTube chat, I have changed my mind. I would not have voted for Cal.
Mm.
I'd vote for Aaron Judge.
Wow.
And it is not because I don't care about defensive metrics. That is not true at all. I think Cal Raleigh had one of the greatest individual season performances of all time. But the more and more I think about it, the Yankees would be nowhere without Aaron Judge. Mm. Cal Raleigh is amazing. Absolutely amazing. A top 10 player in baseball right now. But so is Julio Rodriguez. That bullpen is phenomenal. Josh Naylor at the deadline was huge. And 1 through 5 starters that nobody else in the league has.
Mm.
The Mariners are a very, very good team.
I'm just mad at you.
Why?
You're a dirtbag. Five toes down.
I'm 10 toes down now. Mm. I'll take Aaron Judge in the vote.
Fence hopper.
The Mariners almost went to the World Series and could have gone to the World Series and could have beat the Dodgers. The Yankees are nowhere without Aaron Judge.
Casey's over here trying not to act all happy.
I'm hiding my smile.
I don't mean to be a jerk. I really don't. I just watch a lot of baseball, and that's what it comes down to, is that Cal's an awesome story. And
you don't mean
to
be,
season.
But you are. Okay.
Guy knows ball.
Wow.
Did Mark McGwire win the MVP when he hit 70 home runs? Mm. He did not.
Mm.
Barry Bonds did.
Mm.
Just throwing that out there. I didn't have to look that up.
Nasty work.
Tyler on the YouTube said, Patrick, you're making the case for Judge. All rise. And then I was like, you know what? You're right. I am.
Like a goldfish.
We asked where the Pac-12 championship should be and what the sponsor should be.
Mm.
And I would like to read some of these. 503-864-6326. Brought to you by Habitat for Humanity.
Oof.
That's a pretty good one. Let's see. The Pac-2 title game should be at your mom's place, sponsored by your mom. I like Providence Park, brought to you by Blueprint Sports.
Oof.
The Pac-12 title game at Camas High School, brought to you by an Odyssey station.
Ooh, there you go.
I would actually argue the Pac-12 title game at Camas High School, brought to you by Jason Sukanic.
There you go.
That's the one I want to do.
Swag on the call.
That's the one I was swag on the call. let's see. The Pac-12 title game held at Providence Park, sponsored by the CW reboot of Charmed. Watch 51-year-old Holly Marie Combs fly on a broomstick.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
You can't put it on the ball.
Alyssa Milano mad about something?
That's a good one. Oh, Alyssa Milano. Mm. Hillsboro Stadium brought to you by Laughing Clown Malt Liquor.
And Wonder Bread.
This is pretty good. Pretty good. Pac-12 Championship brought to you, presented by Circuit City.
Getting higgy with it.
The JCPenney's Pac-12 Championship brought to you by Sears. Yeah, people can kiss my ass. Oh, man, this is too good. This is too good. Park Rose High School sponsored by Kmart. Pac-12 title game should be played in Las Vegas and sponsored by the Mafia.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
A
few of them got wrapped up.
Pac-12 Championship, Autzen, sponsored by Nike. Mm. That would be a nice place. It's probably not being used at that time of the year. Oregon's hoping to be in the Big Ten Championship, and they won't be playing a game at that time. Let's see here. Pac-12 Championship game at Lambeau Field, sponsored by Panda Express. I think that's all I got. Ooh, brought to you by the Lloyd Center, played at the ice rink, where we understand what it feels like when everyone that mattered already left us.
What is Colorado Rockies?
That's pretty rough. That's pretty rough. That's pretty rough.
Sorry, there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
I do hope they do something fun with it, though.
Lean into the brand.
Yeah.
Lean into it.
I'm very glad that it's still, you remember when they, I think we've talked about this, when they changed it to the Rose Bowl presented by Vizio.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't the Vizio Rose Bowl.
No, you can't do that.
Because the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, I'm like, whatever. The FedEx Orange Bowl, whatever. The All-State Sugar Bowl, whatever.
Can't mess with the Rose Bowl. Can't Rose Bowl first. Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
It matters.
What are you up to this weekend?
Game tonight, and then game what, Sunday? Yeah, Sunday. So I have a Saturday. No idea. Probably a bunch of housework because we're getting the house ready to sell. So
yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
I definitely don't want to do that, but stuff needs to be done.
Yeah, I'm hoping it rains so I don't have to work outside.
You decide whether, what you're going to do with the lights?
I'm going to pay somebody to
do it.
There
you go.
Yep, I'm going to pay somebody to do it.
It's the right thing to do.
I had a stranger in my yard yesterday putting down the little flags and spray painting things. Mm. And I went out to go check with him, and I forgot that part of our fence fell down, so we have to have somebody come out and replace the fence. Mm. And because they need to dig, you got to call the city.
Yeah. So call before you dig.
Right, yeah. Once it happened, then I was like, oh, duh. He's got to put the flags out. I felt so bad for this city guy. Because I went out, and I was like, hey, man, what's going on? And he was like, I tried to knock on the door and nobody answered, which was a lie. Mm. And I just feel bad.
Did you check the Ring camera?
Yeah, I did check the Ring camera. And I feel bad because I was trying to ask him, you know, hey, what's going on, man? And he was like, dude, I'm just here doing my job. And I was like, oh, crap. And I had to pivot quickly because I think the guy thought I was really pissed off.
Well.
But I wasn't.
I've had people walk onto my property before and walk in under my carport, and they were met with righteous force.
Yes, I bet.
Do not do that to people. It is not your property.
Pac-12 championship played at a local community college soccer field brought to you by your father's disappointment. That'll do it for us. Luke Anderson is next for Danny Morang, Casey Smith on the ones and twos. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.